This is Akashvani. The news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Ousted Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina and former Home Minister Asaduzzaman Khan Kamal were today sentenced to death in absentia by country's International Crimes Tribunal in Dhaka for crimes against humanity over violent crackdown during last year's student uprising. The tribunal also sentenced former Inspector General of Police Chaudhry Abdullah Al Mamun, who turned state witness, to 5 years of imprisonment in the same case. The 78-year-old politician, who was tried in her absence and currently living in exile, has called the court's decision biased and politically motivated in a statement released after the verdict. She said the verdict was a foregone conclusion handed down by an unelected government with no democratic mandate. Security has been ramped up across the capital in view of the verdict. Ministry of External Affairs has said that India, as a close neighbour, remains committed to the best interests of the people of Bangladesh, including in peace, democracy, inclusion and stability in that country. In a statement, the ministry said that India has noted the verdict announced by the International Crimes Tribunal of Bangladesh concerning former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina. The ministry said India will always engage constructively with all stakeholders to ensure peace and democracy in the neighbouring nation. In Saudi Arabia, 42 Indian Umrah pilgrims have been killed after a passenger bus carrying them from Mecca to Medina collided with a diesel tanker early this morning. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief at the loss of lives in the accident. Electronics and Information Technology Ministry announced the second tranche of Electronic Component Manufacturing Scheme, ECMS, in New Delhi today. Under the second tranche, 17 applications have been approved with an outlay of over 7,000 crore rupees. Briefing the media, Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said these 17 projects will generate production of worth 60,000 crore rupees and over 11,000 jobs. Union Home Minister Amit Shah chaired the meeting of Northern Zonal Council, NZC, at Faridabad in Haryana today. Chief Minister of Rajasthan, Punjab, Haryana, Himachal Pradesh, along with Lieutenant Governors and Chief Ministers of Jammu and Kashmir and Delhi, participated in the meeting. During the meeting, a moment of silence was observed to pay tribute to the victims of the Delhi Red Fort blast. Coordination among the state governments, water-sharing issues and development work was discussed in the meeting. Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu inaugurated the Airports Authority of India Pavilion at the ongoing 44th India International Trade Fair, IITF, in New Delhi. Talking to the media, Mr. Naidu emphasized on the inclusion of civil aviation knowledge in children, expanding technical understanding and inspiring a skilled workforce for the future.
We have taken one opportunity at the IITF and then we have organized this nice stall here where we are going to bring in children and telling them what airports are about, what aviation is about, what kind of different careers are there here. So it has been a great experience for us also. Our intention is only one thing, grow the passion in the youth of this country so that they can associate with aviation in the future.
Labour Force Participation Rate, LFPR, among persons of age 15 years and above, increased for the fourth successive month to 54.4% in October this year, hitting a six-month high. The LFPR in rural areas also increased to 57.8% last month, while in urban areas it dipped to 50.5%. In shooting, India clinched a double podium in the women's 10-metre air pistol and added a silver in the men's event at the 2025 Deaflympics in Tokyo, Japan. Anuya Prasad won gold, breaking a Def final world record with score of 241.1 points, while Pranjali Dhumal scored silver. In the men's 10-metre air pistol event, Abhinav Deshwal added silver for India. Indian shooter Gurpreet Singh clinched the silver medal in the men's 25-metre centre pistol fire event at the ISSF Rifle and Pistol World Championships in Cairo, Egypt. And that is the end of this news bulletin.